Makita Radio News.
I'm Lillian John with the news in detail. Tears pour from the eyes of women in Ye during their monthly prayers and fasting for peace in South Sudan. The one-day event, which brought together Christians from 33 religious denominations, was held under the theme "Search for God in Times of Crisis." Radio Easter reports. Estherinda Munde, a member of Ye Women Group Interchurch Committee, asked the South Sudanese to leave sins and turn to God for peace and stability to prevail. According to Chair Lady of Interchurch Committee, Mary, the monthly prayer seeks the unity of churches in all times. She says the prayer also reminds South Sudanese leaders to listen to the cries of the citizens for peace. Mama Mary urges leaders of all levels to preach peace and give hope to the citizens.
I know I have my church leaders here. I really appealing to you. You preach words of hope to my fellow Christians. Words of hope. Words of hope.
Christ the King Parish Priest Tom Puru Martin, while presiding over the occasion, calls on leaders to always attend such prayers. More counselors to heal the wounds and stress of the traumatized citizens are needed, said Father Tom.
Join your prayer together with the council. Don't pray alone. Counseling goes deep.
The rotational monthly prayers and fasting for September was at Sudan Pentecostal Church in Ye on Friday. The decision taken by the Minister of Finance and the Central Bank in 2015 was against the will of the Parliament, says Chairperson of the Committee in Transitional National Legislative Assembly. Gok Makwerch Mayol says the Parliament was not consulted while presenting the report of the Specialized Committee of Economy, Development and Finance on Monday. The chairperson says the decision has worsened the economic situation of the country.
In 2015, the Minister of Finance and the Central Bank devalued the LSP by aligning it to the dollar, a decision which aggravated the economic hardship on lives of urban citizens in the country. As this report is being filed, the inflation is assumed to stand at a rate of over 600%, and it has rendered the LSP banknote valueless. The decision of realignment was taken against the will of the Parliament. Parliament was neither consulted.
One of the members of the Parliament doubted the coming down of the dollars against pound.
Our local economist, Right Honourable Speaker, told us that by the aligning the dollar, they're going to arrest it. And I wonder at the moment whether really they succeeded to arrest the dollar. I doubt it will be. But I'm trying to raise a point that in one of the Council of Ministers' decision, they agreed actually to increase the wages, the salaries of our workers for about 300%. I don't know, the report here did not touch this. And this is actually, I call it a sensitive issue because our people are suffering. Can the chairperson update us about the alignment, whether our economies really arrest the dollar? If they fail to arrest the dollar, then what is next? I think we need to charge them. Thousands of dollars are auctioned, and we don't know where this money is going.
Another member regrets that the people are suffering as prices keep increasing every day. Another MP urges that the devaluation of the SSP was discussed.
Now this devaluation now took us more than half of a year without going back to the people. Our people, they are suffering. Every day and night, prices go up, even the dollar is going up. Who is behind this, Madam Speaker? Because if it is we or somebody is bringing this up, it should come back. What are we going to do?
The issue of alignment, economic situation in the country. You said the decision of a realignment was taken against the will of the Parliament. Parliament was neither consulted nor involved. I don't think this is true because I can remember when this issue of realignment came up, the Minister of Finance and the Governor of Central Bank were summoned and the Parliament was waiting. And after that, the SPLM called you. The SPLM caucus was called, and in that caucus, this issue was discussed, and the Honorable Chairperson of the committee was there. I don't think this is true.
Members of Parliament were discussing reports of the Standing Specialist Committee of Economy, Development and Finance.
Radio Bakita, 91 FM, the voice of the church.